Outside the FCC headquarters, a rally was held by Black Voices for Peace in opposition to the vote.
We're here today because the Federal Communications Commission panel is meeting today under the leadership of Michael Powell, the chairman, to vote on proposed broadcast regulations that will further increase the corporate monopolization of the nation's airwaves. We have five major media corporations in this country that currently own a majority of the broadcast and media outlets and newspapers in this country. That is unfair and that is unjust. And so if the proposed broadcast regulations that Mr. Powell is advocating go into effect, it would allow those corporations to further gobble up more of the airwaves by purchasing more radio stations, more TV stations, and in fact more newspapers. This will mean a concentration of the ownership of the nation's media outlets in a few hands. That is a threat to our democracy, because if you have a small minority of people controlling the media, which helps shape and mold public opinion, you'll only be hearing one point of view. Despite of the diversity technologically that we might have in terms of internet services and radio and television, there will be a monopolization of all of those services by a small group of people. That is not fair. We are saying no to that today. Let's make the broadcast waves what they should be, owned by the people.
Now, how would this affect, you're with a minority group, Black Voices for Peace, how does this affect minorities as a whole?
Well, you know, the media often excludes us from the public discourse and debate that goes on around the major policy issues of the day. You know, right after 9/11, Black Voices for Peace was formed. And one of the reasons that led to our formation, one of the things that led to our formation was the fact that we didn't see too many Black voices on Fox, on CNN, on the major news outlets, CBS, NBC, ABC, talking about what had happened in terms of the tragic aftermath and events of 9/11, and how the nation and the administration ought to respond. So we said we need to form Black Voices for Peace to ensure that Black voices, and more particularly progressive Black voices, were on the nation's airwaves to express our point of view. And so that is one of the results of the monopolization of the media, is that we don't get heard. In addition to that, monopolization of the media means that minority-owned broadcasters cannot squeeze into the market because they don't have the economic capitalization to compete with the big guys who have all the money and who have all the capital.
What does it take to organize a rally like this?
Oh, you have to pass out hundreds and thousands of flyers. You have to get in the media. We use WPFW Pacifica Radio, a local independent station here that's part of a national network of stations that are independent. We went to rallies this past weekend, the national teaching that United for Peace had this past weekend. We passed flyers out in the community, put them in stores, and people came out today on a weekday morning when people have to go to work. So we're very proud of the good number. We had hundreds of people here today, not thousands, but we had hundreds on a weekday morning. We want our voices to be heard. We want those people on the inside who are on that FCC panel to know that we are out here saying we don't want monopolization of the media. We've got to have a change.